Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller about the training of new City Council members. Two new City Council members joining the Indianola City Council in 2020. Kind of talk about that process of when you know that there's a City Council election coming up, you could potentially have new members. I think we knew coming into this election there was going to be at least one new member. Talk about that process from your side of the city, getting those candidates ready and the information they need to know should they be the ones joining the council.
Yeah, thanks. Great question. So 2 years ago, we instituted a City Council orientation program here. And the purpose of that is to make sure that folks that are interested in serving their community are provided with information to have them hit the ground running. It's not an easy task, especially when you consider that it's primarily a volunteer function, and folks that are doing it are civic-minded, want the best for their community, and they take this position and all of a sudden are bombarded with a slew of different projects and programs and trying to learn the ins and outs of the organization and how the departments work and what their jobs are and all the projects that are going on. So about 2 years ago, for a previous election, we put together this orientation program. And so we start with is once the filing deadline closes and we know who all the candidates are, we send them a letter congratulating them and thanking them for choosing to run for office. And what we do is we provide some basic level information. That information is put out by the League of Cities, which is a tremendous benefit to communities across Iowa. So we provide them with just some basic information that the league puts out. It's a great resource. It helps them kind of get familiar with what their role is, what they should be thinking about as they're going through and running for election. And then what we do is we reach out and try to set up a time and meet with them to go through current projects. Just here's a basic basic intro to the city. Here's some key projects that they may or may not have heard about. We do try our best to keep everybody informed through programs like this, on our social media pages, our website, through other avenues. And so there's a lot of nuances, too, that we try to kind of educate everybody on. And then once the election comes and goes and we know who the successful candidates are, then what we do is we set up a multi-day orientation program. So we'll schedule about an hour and a half with each of the departments, have the new council member elect, get to become familiar with the department heads, the projects, what their function area is, and get oriented to how that works and how it plays into the larger picture and the types of projects that they might expect to see come before them at the council setting. So we've got that coming up on December 18th, 19th, and 20th for our new council members. We also work with the League of Cities and our council member elect. There's a program, a Municipal Leadership Academy, and it's a three-part program. It's a great educational opportunity where it's put on by the league. They'll go through and talk about the basics of the budget and what the responsibilities of the elected officials are, policy versus administrative, who does what, why it's important to clearly define those roles, some of the legal items that elected officials have to work with and be aware of, such as something as simple as posting a meeting. State law requires us to have a open meeting posted 24 hours in advance of that. Now, we do a great job here at the city. We go far beyond that 24-hour notice period. We actually post the Thursday before our city council meeting Monday. So things like that that we go through and the league helps out with. The league will also go through things like Robert Rules of Order, how meetings run, what you need to do to move in second and take formal action.
Once again, that was City Manager Ryan Waller discussing the training of City Council members. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.